Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are
Live Next Door.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. We are happy to be back in front of you guys for what? Another Monday. So what does that mean? That means you are making the best decision of the new year, the best decision with your life that you could possibly make at one time. You are,
I would agree.
You are listening to your favorite podcast, The Guys Next Door. It's me, it's Mac, it's Ryan, it's Che, it's you. So like,
come on now.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So, you're welcome.
Make sure that you subscribe, rate, and comment. If you're listening on Apple, please leave a comment and a rating. What kind of rating? A 5-star rating. Why? Because we're children and we need validation. So validate us, please. Leave a comment, preferably a nice one. The mean ones, we'll take them. Apparently, I'm a racist to the white people. So you can leave that too. It's all right. I don't care.
apparently. I mean, that's very...
That's what they're saying. Apparent. Make sure you subscribe to the Patreon. That is patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. We told you last year, so we're going to tell you this year. Stop being a Hakeem. Stop being a Kimmy Gibbler. Stop being greedy. Y'all get 2 episodes for the price of none. So that means what you could do is head over to the Patreon, get you some content, put some snaps on the Petro. We still got merch dropping. We got the mugs. You can get the mugs over there. Y'all gonna want in on this merch when it drops. So you better make sure you're a Patreon member. Make sure. I'm not gonna keep telling y'all. All right. Well, I'm a liar. I am gonna keep telling y'all because I enjoy berating you. Okay. I do enjoy it. And make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Guys Next Door Pod. Make sure you follow us and subscribe to us on the YouTube page where we got teasers going up on YouTube. Make sure you follow us over there. What is that? That is youtube.com, Guys Next Door Pod. And remember, if you like a letter read on air, send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. That is guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Fellas.
If I could just cut in for just a slight moment, since you want to bring them damn mugs up. Essence from Patreon, I didn't forget about you, baby. I know your mug is broken. I just got to get my hands on the joint so I can send it to you, okay?
We got you, Essence.
Listen,
I had to say it.
Whomever you are with your broken mug, hopefully it's just the handle. You can still cup it. You can still cup it like Mac.
Two hands.
I think it was the handle.
I tell my daughter two hands all the time.
Tell my ladies two hands every time. You know, I tell my...
Oh,
and it's gone left. You can't follow that because he joke about Trissy.
He brought up his child. And that's when I decided not to.
You can't say that about like immediately after Tink.
You, my friend, took it there.
And he's still doing the Pop Smoke. There's something wrong with you.
Listen, I don't care. Huge congrats to Weezy and Alex. Shout out to What the Fuck Media. Shout out to them. They just opened up a podcast media space in Soho, New York. So all you New York podcasters, make sure you head over there and support. We congratulated Mac for getting married last week, right? Just wanted to make sure.
Yes, we did.
He broke hearts and broke the internet with that one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Fire ass. Can we talk about the
Oh, the ring? Yeah, you, I mean, we could talk about it a little bit. I mean, I don't think it, by this time...
I was just going to say, that shit fire.
By this time, nobody has seen it yet. Christina's... We're getting her nails done and everything.
It's so heavy.
Yeah.
I got a question. When did you first ask her ring size?
When did I ask her her ring size?
That's a good question.
You know what's funny? I asked her her ring size after we got married.
Really?
Didn't know her ring size at all. Literally was on some like, hey, let's get married. Got married and then was like, oh shit, we need rings.
What's your ring size? I'm not gonna say I've learned because I don't know nothing about this game in this world. This is not my this is not the court that I choose to say I got next on. But I do, as I get older, I have asked ring sizes early. Right. So that it's just, so me right now, I've learned that the older I get, I need to write shit down.
Smart.
Just like when I, even when it comes to y'all, like I talk to y'all, yo, Mac, when's your birthday? Oh, July 15th.
Same, I put all of that stuff
on my phone, under your contact, I'll write that down because those little things help in great situations.
Absolutely.
So now, I'm not saying I ask every girl what their ring size is because I definitely don't. But if I possibly think in my mind, maybe. Who knows? There's no like percentage of it. But yo, question. What's your ring size? But it's random in the beginning, and that's when it's cool to do.
Exactly.
And it's not any pressure.
See, the reason why I never got a chance to ask Chris, or just never even thought about it, when we were young, random Mac and Nina story. When we were young, I think I've always known that I wanted to marry her. So I think when I was like 17 or 18, she was finally moving to New York. And I think this was before the Beyonce song, but the energy was still there. You know, if you want it, you got to put a ring on it. And fresh out of high school, I didn't have a ring to give her yet. This was before 90210 bread. So I got her a ring pop. And I was like, "Yo, this is gonna hold you down until I actually get you your ring."
Mm.
So, and she low key still has the ring pop.
No, she don't.
That's mad fucking cute.
Oh, mommy, she still
can't
has
take
the ring
one
pop.
Lick of the ring pop. It's wrapped up.
Still wrapped up.
That's a new ring pop, bro. Hate to break it to you. Shit fell off her dresser. Shit fell off her dresser one day in 05.
She got hungry. Shit cracked.
Damn, son.
Shit cracked and she ate it in pieces.
Just ruined the story. Thank you, guys.
It's all right. Nah, it's beautiful. It means this is what it represents.
Exactly.
Sometimes when things fall apart,
there's a word.
It takes the love. I don't know the word, but it takes the love to bring back together.
Ooh, hallelujah.
What do we call that?
I feel that.
In the words of Marcus Houston, he done once said, if love is lost, let it go. And if it comes back, this is how you
know. That's how you know. That's how you know.
That's what he said. Ring pop broke, came back together. They married kids. And shit happens. I didn't make up the story. I didn't make up the quote.
I'm not gonna lie. Wow. I expect this from Mouse, not you, Ryan.
I didn't make up the quote today on this lovely Monday. I didn't make this shit up.
Listen, I am thoroughly impressed by podcast Ryan. Let's get into it.
Just ask that ring size let's early. That's it. Just
so,
ask it early.
Today we got two discussions. I think they are all one, but they got two. So let's jump into it. Listen, what is the doghouse? Is the doghouse that everybody talks about, is it really real? What is the doghouse?
Nigga, I'm in the doghouse right goddamn now. What are you talking about?
Man, explain to us, Mac, what is the doghouse and how does one find themselves there?
You know, I think everybody, there's a doghouse for everybody, for guys and girls. And it's just that, I think it's just that it's not a physical place. I mean, it could be a physical place,
but it's not always a physical place. It's really
depends on how much money you got for it to be a physical
that
place.
That is a fact.
You got a lot of bread and a big ass house. You can have a physical doghouse. Take your ass to the theater. And don't come back up here until you watch four Madea movies.
Yo, son.
Four Madea movies?
Son. I think the doghouse is you know what? I'm gonna bring it back to a quote that Mouse Jones said. He said that like intimacy and affection is an environment that you gotta create, right?
He did.
Said that last episode.
When he said this.
Thank you.
Yeah. The doghouse is an environment that's created in that household. Whenever you walk in that house and you feel that energy is off and you know that somebody's mad about something that you could have maybe did slightly a little bit, or even if you know that you did something and that energy is off in that motherfucking house and you know you ain't getting no cuddles tonight. You ain't getting no hug, no rub ups. No. Yeah, that's doghouse.
No meat on the
rub
booty.
Ups is crazy.
no little slide on the none of that.
No chest on the back. Meat on the crack.
None of that.
I don't like this role reversal. I don't know what's happening.
Yo, that but was I need fantastic. Order restored. That was fantastic. Chest on the back, meat on the crack.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
What is happening?
Oh god! Oh my god!
I'm just saying. That's how you know you're in the doghouse, bro. Meat
on that's the how crack. You know.
Get, okay. Okay.
What do you think, Mouse Jones? What do you think?
I mean, I think I'm too prideful to acknowledge the doghouse being a real place.
I would agree with that.
Because that would mean I'd have to acknowledge it or accept it. So if you're mad at me, you're just mad at me. And I guess that's like a personal problem. But I'm not going to move any different because you mad about a situation you don't want to communicate about. We adults, right? So if you mad at me, yell at me. Throw something at me. Chop it up. But you want to be quiet, walk around the house all upset? Mm-mm. Because now what you're doing is you weaponizing you against me, and I'm going to hold that against you. Because me, you know the type of person I am. I need affection. That's the type of person I am. I need affection. That's my love language, affection. Get up under me. Be up under me. Let me be up under you. So the minute you don't want to do that, you're gonna cause an issue between us because you mad when you could just talk about it. That's and if fact. You talk about it, we should be building over it. But nah, you want to do that? I'm going to let you stay there. Now, I'm going to go out and live my life. I don't like going outside. But if I'm in the doghouse, I'm outside.
I will.
You know why? Because when I go outside, I'm everybody's favorite. So suck my dick.
Wow.
You sound like a little, you know, a little dog that you think your dog is loyal to you until you bring around your friends and he just fuck it.
That nigga's on something like that. Hey, niggas is giving me cuddle. Niggas is hugging me. What's
word.
Up?
Give I'm me over attention. Here. Like, give me pets.
Little hoe dog, just run to anything
the
that
little
wants
hoe
to
dog.
Rub my belly. Mouse hop on a stranger couch and just get on his back.
Listen, if I was look a up. Dog, I'd be kidnapped so many times over.
Oh,
or hit
Christ.
By a goddamn car. I'm just telling the truth. I'd be like, what? Attention.
I mean, but that makes sense. I think it's a form of manipulation.
It's a form of manipulation. That's why I refuse to acknowledge it. You're trying to manipulate because who's to say like the doghouse is over? Oh, I guess we'll get into that later. But it's like you, I'm in the doghouse until you're done. Till you want to talk about this. Who says I want to talk about it when you want to talk about it? Now I don't want to talk about it.
So,
I feel
yo,
like most niggas end up being in a doghouse longer than they were supposed to be.
Oh, 200%. Because we don't get off.
Niggas get cozy in it. Because we get cozy in it. We bring an Xbox in there.
Not even you that. Wanna, it's like know? niggas go. It's like niggas getting locked up and then getting extra time for doing some lockup shit. Like nigga, like bro, you got me in lockup and you expect me to get out on good behavior?
That's no. That's like your parents putting you on punishment. Yo, Shay, imagine if you had your nigga yacht in the crib living together, and you like, yo, you in a doghouse. Like, I'm not even fucking with you. He like, word? And then you think it's all regular, you don't hear nothing. Then all you hear is like mad video games and him and his boys. He's like, yo, fuck it. I invited my niggas to the doghouse. We just gonna have a dog party. Roar, 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 roar.
This nigga says, oh, I'm in the doghouse. Next thing you know, he's on fucking Call of Duty talking about, Call yo, on Duty. Your left, on your left, on your left.
Shout out to the dog pound.
Yeah, on your left, all right. Fucking pillow comes for your fucking face.
I'll make the situation more tight. I'll make like a group chat called the dog, like called the doghouse, and niggas is just wilding.
Group chat. It's the group chat, and then there's a group chat when we all in trouble. Yo, we in the dog. And then yo, I'm in the dog.
Yeah.
Yo, you in the doghouse. Right, yo, somebody get in trouble. I'm in here by myself.
That's the visiting log. That's the visiting log. So everybody got, you got to make the picture of you talking to them through the screen like this.
Nigga mad blurry. So knocking on Shilla.
Shay, I have a question. Is there a female version of the doghouse? Do you think girls go in the doghouse as well?
We have to find out another name. There has to be another name for it.
It's the bitch pan.
Is it like the kitty corner?
The kitty corner.
Kitty corner. I like that.
The kitty corner in the doghouse. What's the shit that the cats be climbing up?
Maybe it's called a cat tree. It's called a tree something.
Yeah, yeah.
It don't got the same ring to it because they don't be kitty corner. Women, do they cat? Do y'all kit?
I like the kitty corner.
First of all, I'm still going on record saying this doghouse shit don't exist. But for the sake of this discussion, there can't be a women doghouse because there's no such thing as men hoes. Like, it's that difference in double standard. Like, women being held accountable. Women being accountable for their actions and being apologetic.
But, y'all, there is a version of that. Because whenever y'all tight at your shorty, you
apology does not mean you just give up. Apology so doesn't mean you just give up the cheeks.
I want to hear this.
It's not an apology.
No. I'm saying, no, like, when y'all, like, say, like, your shorty does do something to piss you off. Y'all do the same thing where it's, like, it's not a discussion that's had. This is what I've experienced. Like, y'all will just literally just stop talking. Like shut the door, shut us out type shit until you're ready to talk
but
about it.
But we never talk about it.
Listen, I'm about to say, I've...
Y'all call us bitch. Y'all say we...
Yeah, we'll literally just not talk about it at all.
And then you know how y'all know how y'all fix it? Yeah, you acting like a bitch. You acting like a little girl. I don't like that.
I know this about myself.
I disagree. For myself, I'm not.
I don't think that shit. But yes,
me,
yeah, absolutely, no. Absolutely. I think it all comes to. I just had a brain freeze, thinking how evil Shay could be with men and just fuck.
Wow, I don't deserve this smoke.
I know you don't, but you fucked up my brain capacity at the moment. All right, keep going.
I'm just saying, for me personally, I like to get to the root of things. But if it comes to a point where I feel like I'm not being heard, then yes, I do shut down. And I've also experienced the flip side where it's like there's clearly something wrong with the guy, but he's unwilling to speak about it. And instead of speaking about it, I get shut out. So it goes both ways.
So, but when you get shut out, do you consider that? Is that something that you actually consider a kitty corner, or is it, or is it just more of a I don't know. So how, in your opinion, how would you get him to talk? How does that work out? Like in your past experience, how does the conversation even comes up?
For me. So to me, it is a kitty corner. Why? Because I'm a very affectionate and very physical person. So like, it's very easy to put me in the kitty corner. Literally, all you have to do is refuse to touch me, and I'm going to hit the fucking ceiling. Like, it's one of my things. Like, I feel neglected. I feel actually neglected when I get put in the kitty corner.
That's the point,
but,
isn't it?
Yes, I know it's the point, but. What I tend to do is I'm going to give you your moment to feel how you feel. And when I feel like enough time has passed, I'm going to bite the bullet and be like, all right, are you ready to talk? Yes, no, all right, cool. Because I'm the type of person, like, I don't like having things sitting on my chest because all it does is it.
Hey, now. Oh, hey, now.
I said sitting. Shay,
do you see her breath? Sitting on my chest. Those are sitting on your chest, and they're.
Yes, it's heavy enough. It's already heavy enough on my chest.
Just wanted to make sure we were.
But I'm saying, like, bottling those things up and bottling up those emotions, for me, turns me explosive. So I'd rather address it early than let it simmer. Because then it's going to get to a point where I'm not in the mind frame to even want to, like, hash this out and have a discussion. I just want violence at that point.
You know what? That actually leads to the next point, which is really, really dope. Should it exist? Should the doghouse actually exist? I mean, again, I think, okay, speaking for myself, right?
Look at that boy with that ring on. Ooh, look at that boy with that ring on.
Flash it.
Come on. Relax. I haven't got my nails done, guys. Stop.
I just said, wow, these old things. Wow. It's been a while since I got them done. Wow.
Can you hand me that over there?
Over there.
Nigga said, fuck you. Oh, wrong finger. Oh, I'm sorry.
I love podcasting.
I think the doghouse is a very it's an archaic method. I call it archaic because
it is Dave and Buster's?
Oh no. Not arcades. Oh. Not arcades.
Ryan is me today. And I'm Ryan.
I don't like it.
I thought he was talking about games. I thought you were trying to say, like, the doghouse is like a game system.
No.
There's levels to
it. It means it's old. Ryan, it means it's old.
Me today, boy. Oh my god.
Oh, like the shit they hit the Titanic.
That's ice.
It's not the Arctic.
Not that either. Don't worry about it.
What they be telling girls? Just be cute.
Okay. Sorry.
So no, I think it's a really
always cold playing games.
I think it's a really old way of handling things, right? Especially for people who are now, I guess, now starting to learn more about not just mental health, but the way to have better conversations, the way to speak to people. So I understand what Mouse is like. I understand where Mouse is coming from, where Mouse says he doesn't believe in the doghouse because you should come to me as an adult and speak these things out. That's literally what I'm learning in therapy right now. Shout out to my therapist.
Oh my lord! If I hear about therapist one more time.
Hey, listen, my nigga. So one thing that my therapist and it was funny because after that therapy session, Nas called me and I almost got him in a doghouse. the thing that my therapist told me that is so fly that we, you know, me and Christina start to use now. You have to have rules to arguments. You know, having rules to the arguments. A lot of times we hold on to things and they start to sit and fester and turn into what essentially turns into the environment of a doghouse. Niggas start feeling away. Your whole day is ruined, whatever. But if you have rules to an argument, like one rule that we have implemented now is you have 48 hours to bring something up. If you don't bring it up, you have to leave it alone. You can't ever bring it up again. It has to be deaded. So there's really no space for a doghouse. You may be in a doghouse for a few hours, but you have to bring it up or the whole shit has to be deaded.
That was my next thing I was going to say about that. I feel like being in a doghouse is just prolonging a conversation.
200%.
Like, the whole thing about the doghouse is you're upset with each other. Okay, cool. Like you guys did, put a button on it, put a time limit on it, and be like, look, if you're going to be upset about some shit, And especially if you're not going to express it to me, because being in a doghouse, you're really not expressing it to someone. You're just upset.
Exactly.
If you're not going to express it, there's this amount of time on it, which is perfect. And if you don't tell me after that, then anything you bring up, it's just, it doesn't matter anymore. Like, it's pointless. It wasn't that serious. If you're going to hold it over 42 days, especially in a marriage, like, a lot can happen in 42 hours with a kid in a marriage and all that shit. So if you want to put a button on it, 48 hours is perfect. And it could be less. I wouldn't say any more than that.
I'm about to say it should be less, but if you keep it for longer than 2 days, that shit got to be gone.
If I'm tight at you for longer than 2 days, I might cheat. If you mad at me and you're not telling me why you mad and I'm trying to talk to you and you're just dubbing me, somebody's going to have a conversation with me.
Listen, son, you
don't ignore me.
Hey, Mouse.
Don't ignore me for that long.
Mouse, you know what that energy feels like. To be in a house for more than 2 days.
You can't tell this, nothing, boy. I swear to God, you can't tell this nigga nothing.
I wasn't bringing up massive specific
bring up my failed marriage every chance he get because he married now. I hate it.
No, what? I'm just
nigga said,
wait, I wasn't even.
Take me to chapter 5, section 2.
That wasn't even where I was going.
In the Mouse marriage council book. We have here, he says, thou shalt not be in doghouse for no longer than 42.
Like, Mouse, you remember 48. You remember when you was miserable? You remember? Yeah, you remember that.
You remember when you were completely upset? No, I'm just saying. I think everybody.
No, I think I understand what you say, because I think it hits me a little more. Just type person I am, because I am so closed off to everybody else that, you know, I kind of need that. I need that energy in the house. So when you take that from me, I take that extremely personal. So it's never going to have a good outcome with me, maybe with other niggas that worked, maybe with they fathers that worked when they seen their mothers do it. But with me, that's never going to work, because I'm a bully at the end of the day. So that doghouse shit ain't going to really work, because wherever you at in the house, I'm going to come over there and mess with you till we talk. So unless you put me in this now, if you keep, I'm gonna let you stay in that little pocket if you really want to stay there. You're gonna be mad. Now I'm in my bag, bitch. Now what? I'm in my Telfar. Now what? Ooh. But here, now the only pushback I do give, Oh wow! Look at this.
Oh,
look at this guy here.
That's the murder burger hat.
The Telfar, you see that.
That is actually fire.
That was a murder burger.
But my thing,
It was a Christmas gift. You know, I got her a Telfar bag. She got me the hat. Don't worry about it.
Let's keep going. You was on the verge of something.
I just hate it. I hate it.
I just hate it.
It's giving lopsided, and I don't like it. But you're happy, and I'm not gonna ruin it. So I know if I get anyone a bag, and their return gift is a hat, just know.
I just want
them to know that we should never speak again.
In any facet.
Don't talk to me on Twitter, Instagram, Clubhouse.
Oh no, she got me about to say Christmas, she got me some limited edition ones. It's like some joints that she made. It's Christmas was lit.
Because yeah, I was Christmas about to be lit. Mad yeah. for my friend.
Yeah.
Okay. I go back to where I was because I want to put a button on this. I do want to push back on the time thing. I don't think we should put a time limit in forms of an actual analog time. Like, because, you know, people have to also be human and deal with, you know, something might have been a trigger for their, you know, the word that everybody loves today. Trauma might be traumatic, something they're dealing with. So I can't say 48 hours. I can't say 12 hours. I can't say 72 hours. What I can say is common sense. I think everybody as an adult has a semblance of common sense that says, okay, I haven't spoken about this for this long, so I don't know, you know, I should probably tell this person what's wrong because they're not a mind reader. Now, That is also said with an asterisk, because I am of the belief that everybody's grown-ass adults and should know what they're bringing to situations. Dad, come in for a second. I want to ask you something. I want to ask you about the doghouse. Now, you are 20, almost 30 years married. This doghouse notion, is it beneficial to any healthy marriage? Come closer, so you don't got to come right in front of it, but just come over so they can hear.
Say doghouse.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about? We talking about...
Like when a woman is mad at a man and they...
Where she's mad and you're supposed to cower in fear and basically acquiesce to whatever it is that she...
Ooh.
Is
He said acquiesce. Because my dad's...
Acquiesce. Come on,
my dad's
black
mad
man.
Smart. Thanks.
That's what... That's when you ride horses?
That's not helpful if we can't get to the root of what's really going on. Just because you mad don't mean you right.
Talk about it.
Just because you mad, you...
Talk about it.
That's the title. That's the title.
There we go.
That's the title. Just because you mad don't mean you right.
What we're going to allow, because, you know, it's not productive for you to just magic cast this spell... And everybody else is walking around cowering in fear because you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Now, on the flip side, accountability cut both ways.
Mm-hmm.
So if I and I know I did wrong, and I know you have every right and reason to feel the way you feel, it's my obligation to fix that. That's what accountability is. And until I fix that, I can't look at you like you walking around feeling some kind of way, like get over it, if it's my responsibility to fix it so you can get over it. So it's a double-edged sword.
Hmm. Well.
Yo. Thank you, Pop.
Everybody,
thank
everybody,
you, Pop. Thank you, Pop.
My dad. Listen, my dad's
thank
smart.
You, Pop.
Yeah, I mean, that's the dad next door. You feel me? You feel me? That's my dog, yeah, right?
You heard?
You know what I mean?
You
that's
heard?
My dog. You feel me? I think on that note.
All right, so that actually, I was about to say, that actually brings us to
perfectly,
the next part
actually.
Of this. Super perfectly, right?
Because y'all know.
Go ahead, Mel.
Because y'all know I don't believe in these things. Don't believe in them, but.
Can you even say
all.
This word? Like, how are you going to set it up? Without
I've heard Mouse Jones
heard
say this word. I've heard that Mouse Jones maybe say this word one time. And understand, it took. Like he pulled the words from the depths. Bowels mm-hmm. of hell. Like mm-hmm. it felt like there were pliers in his mouth and mm-hmm. he had to it was crazy.
I want to talk crazy. Because we've said it on this podcast once or twice, probably a few more times, but we never really got into it. I think this discussion leads into it perfectly. What the fuck is an
Can you spell it?
Yeah.
Apology.
Yeah, that word.
Apology.
What is an apology?
Fuck.
What is an apology? Ryan, what is an apology to you?
I feel like apologies have changed as I grew up. I feel like when we were younger, we were taught to apologize when you did something wrong, just like apologize, and we never really thought about it. I mean, I feel like in the beginning stage when we were taught like apology, like we actually were sorry. I feel like there was a little bit of like, yo, tell them you're sorry. And it's like, this is what you did wrong. Like you were taught you did this wrong at that point. Just like how Max said, there's a 48 hour notice on how long you be in duck ass. This too. It's like, yo, you're mad that you did this wrong to this kid. This is what you did. Now go say sorry because of this point. As I get older, nobody really tells you that except who you made upset. Like, this is why I'm upset. And a lot of times in relationships, that shit don't even happen. Mm-hmm. You got to guess why you
talk about it.
Why you made her mad or some shit like that. So an apology can come from different ways. Apology can come from, I really feel why I hurt you and I'm truly sorry. An apology can be like, all right, yo, I'm sorry, just so you can shut the fuck up. And some people teeter on that shit where it's like, they just want an apology, doesn't matter if you mean it or not. And it just means like you care a little bit more. But in my mind, like an apology, if you don't really mean it, don't say it. I feel like just keep that shit to yourself. Cause I'm gonna bring it up. Cause if I apologize to you and you accept it, and then like we were talking about earlier, you bring the shit up weeks later, months later, just because your back's on the wall, that's not really accepting an apology. So that's my biggest flaw and like fault. Like when it comes to me dealing with somebody, I feel like when I'm mad at them, I'll tell them I'm mad, and then they apologize or whatever. But or like when I'll say why I'm upset, and they'll agree, and they'll be like, you know what, I'm sorry, boom. But then when the shit is on the opposite and their back's on the wall, they just always throw out old shit that I did. And then that's where it becomes a bigger tornado, and that's why I end up not being in a relationship.
Che, what do you think about it? What is an apology to you?
A change of behavior. I don't ever really care for the words I'm sorry or I apologize. Like whenever I come to you with my feelings, I don't expect for you to fold and agree with my point of view per se. Like it's not a clear right or wrong to me, because how I feel is how I feel, whether or not your actions were whether or not you did it out of malice. Like I can't necessarily be the judge of that. So like I'm not trying to, some, like Ryan said, some people want to have that I'm sorry moment because they want to feel like they won. I don't care about none of that. For me, it's more of a change of behavior. If I come to you and tell you, this makes me feel this way, and I really don't like being in this dark place when it comes to me and you, all I'm asking for in that moment is a change of behavior from that point going forward. That's an apology to me. I don't care about the words I'm sorry. I don't have to hear them. I don't have to hear I apologize. Is it cool in the moment? Sure. But I'm going to side eye you like, all right, you say that. Now I want to see you do it.
Yeah.
Nah, I listen.
Mouse, what about you?
Apologies are not real. They are a thing of imagination, just like that fucking doghouse. You got to think about it, right?
So the
reason this conversation even was brought up was because over the weekend I was binge watching my new favorite dating show, Ready to Love. I want everybody to watch it. I want everybody to watch it. Ready to Love? Everybody watch it.
What's that about? Give me a little brief synopsis.
Black dating show we all needed. I don't think we should have on certain instances, but Nephew Tommy, it's on OWN. We're giving him a lot of free promo.
I was about to say that
because I think we could do some business soon, but you know, we talked about that offline already. But so basically they get a bunch of single men, single women, and they allow them to date, but in real time, because we don't have the luxuries of black people. I mean, of white people, where we could just go live in a house for 10 weeks and allow things to happen. I think is super dope. You allow these people to date in real time. So they still got to go to work, still going there, still living, paying bills.
That's older.
The youngest person there was probably our age, around 32, 31. So everybody's older and been through life.
Season one was
kind of funny because it was like this give or take, and it ended up being three men, and a lot of women were dating the three men. And then season two, it was equal. It was 1 week the men voted off somebody, the next week the women voted off somebody. So there was always an equal number. And these people were creating over 10 weeks. They found their partner. They were dating. Early on, there was this couple, this guy Jimmy John and this girl Kimber. Yes, Jimmy John is black. So Jimmy John and Kimber, they were
must be from the South.
Definitely
from the South. The rat hole.
Listen, and he talked like it too. My name is Jimmy John. He talked like it.
Jimmy John.
Wasn't my fault. Fresh Prince, when they had Jimmy to go John. To witness protection.
It was Jimmy John.
Wow. So
him and the girl Kimber, they had an instant connection. They were dating. They were fire. It was good seeing the younger couple get it together. So
that's dope.
Kimber was in a previous relationship with someone who got locked up, which is always weird. Their relationship only ended because the person got locked up. So as Jimmy is getting to know her, he asks, he's like, yo, you said you was with somebody who got locked up. You know, what happened with that? Like, when was the last time you contacted him? He's well within his rights to ask this question. Once again, people, I'm telling you this backstory because it is pertinent to where this conversation comes from. So I will add that they are at, you know, with these shows, they put you in these settings. So they're at a pool party. Now, the editing would have you believe that everybody's paying them attention. But in real time, you can see that nobody's paying them attention. Everybody's in their own world. He's whispering to her. She immediately gets triggered. Yo, don't ask me about that. Not here. Not right now. You're going to make me mad. That right there, that's that toxic shit. I love toxic shit, but that right there, that's that toxic shit. You make in a situation nuclear so you don't have to have the conversation, which is manipulative. So Jimmy being a man, when you're challenged, you meet the challenge. So now you're like, what? Oh, yeah. Now I want to see you mad now. So they have this big blow. They don't talk for a couple of episodes. Then they have this situation where they, you know, he's coming to apologize. I said, what the fuck is he apologizing for? He couldn't tell her why he had to apologize. He just kept saying sorry, which to me says, on multiple occasions, apologies aren't real. They're a quick fix. Because Jimmy had no reason to apologize. He was well within his right and merit and well warranted to ask her this question. If I'm the man trying to get to know you and date you, when you apologize, it's not real because you are not sorry for what you did. You are saying sorry because you got caught or because somebody else feels a way, and you're saying sorry for your feelings, but you're not sorry for your action, because if you were sorry for the action, you wouldn't have did it. The action pleased you in that moment.
I'm not gonna say devil's advocate because I'm not a white man, but I will combat that. I do hear you though. You actually raise a lot of good points. Looking at the actual meaning of apology, right? It's a noun. Apology means a regretful acknowledgement of an offense or failure. Now,
a lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I do understand that a lot of times, and I think the reason, part of the reason why you feel the way you do about apologies is because we've perverted what an apology is. An apology is supposed to be something honest. It's supposed to be you understanding what happened, you understanding what a problem was, and acknowledging that acknowledging a failure or an offense. And then, you know, as an adult, taking the necessary, you have to, you know, the apology is one thing, but taking the necessary steps to change is another. I do think that sometimes people just want you to acknowledge a fault, to acknowledge something that you did wrong. But as an adult as well, we need to see more than just, there needs to be more behind things than just words. I was just talking to my little brother. Apparently, funny as shit, he's in the doghouse right now. Him and his girl got to a big blowout. Him and his girl just got to a big blowout, so he calls me and he's trying to figure out, like, yo, what should he do? Yo, I've been hitting her up. She's not responding. You know, I'm looking at her on her Instagram and she's partying with her friends and she's doing this and she's doing that. And I'm just getting
party,
hot. And
to party in a quarantine hurts.
She got dick in the hand.
To see a lady partying when you didn't get invited to nothing.
You want
to
know what she got? You know what she got?
Stop it.
A dick in the hand.
Don't say it.
All right. So
Do he listen to the podcast? Obsessed,
like, damn.
No, he doesn't. I don't think he does.
Damn.
I don't think he does.
I really wanted him to hear that and be sad.
I told him straight up. I said, listen, you're hitting her up on all of your social medias. You're hitting up on Snapchat, Instagram. You're texting her. She's not responding. I said, bro, you have to realize you can say sorry. Some people love the acknowledgement of fault. Some people appreciate that. Other people want action. I was like, bro, and if you're saying sorry, you have to show
action,
her you're sorry.
You
have to put some words behind it. Action. So I do think that the apology and the action afterwards are two separate things.
I think
some people appreciate apologies. Some people appreciate the action.
I think it is a power struggle, and I think sorry just feels good. It feels good. It feels good. It feels like you won because you were done wrong. Feels like you won. Oh yeah, yeah, yes. I know you sorry. Yeah, I know you sorry.
I'm about to say, nigga, we had a whole episode about this. No matter where it comes from, no matter what it is, it's acknowledgement. Niggas just
I don't want
acknowledgement.
That shit though. Don't say that to me. I get offended. I think you playing on my intelligence when people say sorry to me. Don't apologize to me.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I think it's just a perversion.
Because
of
if you
what
apologize,
it is.
Yo,
you gotta say. A lot of people have
right.
weaponized.
So,
what
if you apologize to
are.
Me, I take it two ways. First and foremost, I think you playing me for pussy. Because I think you think, especially knowing me, you think you could do.
I'm cool
you
with just this.
Wrong,
you think I'm
you
cool
could
with
do
just
wrong
this.
By me?
Yeah.
And you just gonna say sorry, but you already did what made you happy. So what are you saying sorry for me for? You want to make it right? Change the behavior. I don't hear I'm sorry.
Yeah, of course.
I don't hear it. Do nothing for me. I got enough pride. So for you to say you sorry, it don't do nothing for me. You really want to change the action? Fix your behavior. My biological father. Every couple months, every couple years, we don't talk. Every couple years, he pull up with I'm sorry. I told the nigga, stop wasting your breath, dog. Stop wasting your breath, my nigga.
But doesn't that go to what I was saying before? Like when you're a child, like for me, it's like the roots to growing up. Me and my household, I grew up with my mom. My mom is not very affectionate at all. She doesn't say sorry. She actually, like, we got into a little argument like around her birthday, like August, maybe after that. And I was like, yo, all you gotta say is sorry. Like, she went off on me about something, and I told her what it was, and then it happened to one of her friends. And then she was just like, oh, my God, it's just...
Oh, it's the chair.
It was a chair. Yeah, the chair shit. The chair broke. She went off on me. How could you break this chair? I've had it. And then her friend broke the same chair. Her friend broke the same chair, and then it was all buddy-buddy. Oh, it's the chair, girl. It's just old. And, you know, like, we got to take the chair back. Like, don't. And I looked at her like, yo, my nigga, you blacked on me a month ago of me breaking this chair. I gave you a great explanation of why it broke, and you didn't care. You cursed me out. You did all the other shit. But can you say sorry for that? And she had the hardest time
but for apologizing. What? My thing is, let me ask you this, Ryan, if she would have apologized, what would that have done? Would it have fit? Let me ask. No, right.
For me,
because
for me,
whatever
nothing.
She said
nothing.
In the moment
nothing.
After the chair broke, it hurt, it violated, and her saying sorry doesn't erase any of that.
Her sorries don't. I'm not saying they don't mean anything to me.
Go ahead.
But it's like she tells me sorry. I really just be pushing for sorries because I know she don't do it. And it's like, yo, just say it, my nigga. Say it. What's up? Say sorry. Like, what you want to hear, Ryan? Sorry. Then she say it, and then I'm like, all right, cool. And I walk away. Now, do I think you're sorry about going off of me? No, I don't. But this is how I was raised. I wasn't raised with a woman who was sorry about everything, who was like, Ryan, I apologize for doing so. You say you're sorry. That just wasn't me. It's like my mom is just an unaffectionate person. So I feel like what sorries are different for other people. Some people, I don't know if I could look them in the eyes and be like, damn, they really mean it. But I guarantee there's some people that really, when they say sorry, they might not say all of it, but when they do, they're really sorry.
The parallels me and Ryan live. Like, at times when I hear Ryan speak, I'm like, oh, well, maybe there is something up to this Zodiac shit. Then I'm like, real niggas, fuck out of here. You know what I mean? We just, It's just real niggas just multiply, like Hov said. But it's like
listen, that's why I'm saying I do hear what you're saying, Mouse, and not only do I agree with what you're saying, I think it's a part of what I think a part of it is literally what I'm saying. I think people have perversed what an apology actually is to the point now where it had like we said it has been weaponized. Niggas only use sorry just to kind of get out of situations and continue doing whatever the fuck they doing. It doesn't come from an honest place. It doesn't come from a place of like, yo, I know I fucked up. And the acknowledgement and then doing the work afterwards.
Or what about when it's weaponized from somebody who didn't do nothing at all? And you just want to manipulate the situations and you make somebody apologize. We've all been victims of that.
I was about to say, we've all been victims of apologizing to a woman.
Who we did not do anything wrong to, but we're gonna apologize to make the situation better or to now get out the doghouse. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a misunderstanding. This is literally a misunderstanding. You weren't wrong. I wasn't wrong. We just didn't communicate properly. But we gotta say sorry to get to a bottom line for us to fix anything. That's crazy. To me, that's manipulation. And I don't sign up for that.
That's what I'm saying. Take For Ready to Love, right?
I really want everybody to watch it. It's so good. Please watch it.
Yeah, Papa says, it's just pretty good. It's pretty good. I really think that there's a specific way to kind of go about it, right? And when you're apologizing, you're supposed to know what you're apologizing for. Not knowing what you're apologizing for is just as bad as somebody apologizing and not meaning it. I think that's those two are equal. So before you say I'm sorry, before you actually turn your lips up to be on some like, yo, man, I'm sorry for bringing up a situation that could have been like, understand why you're saying sorry. Have a meaning, have a reason behind it. And not only don't only say sorry, figure out the necessary steps to fix the situation. It's not, don't think that the sorry is an end all be all.
You ain't.
I think that's my biggest thing.
Because a lot of it drives me nuts when I'm constantly, it takes a lot for me to even be that open and vulnerable with somebody. So if I come to you and tell me, this is what's bothering me, this is what upsets me, all I want is a change of behavior, but don't think that you're sorry is the band-aid that's just going to make me forget how the fuck I feel about the situation. Like, I genuinely mean the sorry and then take the steps to prove that you're sorry.
That's a fact. Think about it. How many times have we all been a victim of somebody saying sorry for the same thing? Shit, I've done it.
That's why I don't say, you will never
currently,
say.
Currently.
Story time.
Shut up. Nope. Not happening. I refuse.
Mm-mm. Do you smell that?
Ryan, nope. Ryan, you smell
it's
that?
It's not happening. There will be dead air.
Wow. Mad pussy.
Yep, absolutely.
Pussy.
Guess what? I own one too. Wow. It's attached.
You gotta say it like 21.
Pussy. No, but that's why I refuse to say it. I refuse. I will never, from this day, well, not from this day. I've been practicing this for a very long time. And to that, you'll never hear me say I'm sorry for nothing. I won't say it. I refuse. Because I wasn't sorry. I'm not sorry. That would be a lie. Whatever I did to offend you, I'm not sorry for it. Because I did it because I wanted to do it.
But you have to remember, Mouse, a lot of people don't have the same knowledge of self as you, right? Whereas a lot of these people are moving. It was. Look, a lot of people don't have enough knowledge of self that, again, people can talk about
the toxicity that Mouse Jones has and everything. But I promise you, everything that Mouse Jones does is of his own autonomy. Yep. Like, he does it because he wants to. It's not a, I didn't think about this, but therein lies. There are a lot of people that move and don't think about their moves until after it's done.
Which is crazy to me.
And that be the crazy part. Like, that really is the ridiculous part of I would say, I think everybody needs to take time to understand self. This will help you make better judgments, make better moves, so you don't have to apologize. But all of you people that are moving like whatever, not thinking about how you're moving through the world, not thinking about the people that you're touching or how it affects them, you're going to wind up in this place where you're going to have to figure out your wrong light, and actually say sorry. And don't say sorry if you don't fucking mean it.
Life is so much easier when you don't put yourself in a position to have to say sorry. And I know everybody's going to be like, well, you can't control everything. Yes, you can. Life
you
is
can control
life,
you.
You can
That's
control
enough.
You. And a lot of times you guys like to paint bad decisions as mistakes. And that's not what it is. You didn't make a mistake. You made a terrible decision.
You chose to do
you
that.
Made a decision
you chose
on
to
your
do
own volition that spoke to your own selfish needs. And now you're looking
yep,
to be
that word.
Now
yep.
you're looking to mm-hmm. avoid accountability by saying I'm sorry. Because I'm sorry means because I'm sorry now softens up your opponent and says, oh my God, he's so sorry. He gets it. He understands. No, that's a selfish motherfucker. Or in that moment you was a selfish motherfucker. And you need to ask yourself, why was I selfish in this moment? And you need to fix that. But stop running around talking about you mm-hmm. sorry because you're not. It's bullshit. Stop saying that shit. I'm sorry eradicated from the fucking zeitgeist of fucking... just get it out of here. I want it gone. Because it doesn't exist. And as long as it exists in this way, it will be used like the carrot. It will be used as a carrot. Oh, you want to... It will be used to manipulate and pervert things. And you'll never really get a chance to know who you are because you will be so scared of being... Sorry. If you get rid of the word, I'm sorry. If you get rid of that bullshit that comes along with I'm sorry, then people will not be apologetic about being themselves. When you're not apologetic about being themselves, you get to authentically see who somebody is. You're now doing the things you want to do because you want to do them. Go ahead, Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Do we get rid of the word sorry and try to find something better?
I acknowledge my wrongdoing. That's what I say. I've been intentional about that with my kids because I do acknowledge that growing up, there is a level of accountability that parents avoid because you're the kid. And I didn't like it. I don't like it to this day. So I don't mm-hmm. do that with my kids. So if something happens with my kids and I didn't like the way it went down, I acknowledge my wrongdoing.
So it's basically how you raise... We got to... Undo
we gotta
the
unlearn.
We,
we gotta unlearn the way the, we were raised.
Mm-hmm. Unlearn what we were taught. Unlearn what we were taught, and reteach
because
what we don't know.
Yeah,
to something to a human form that mm-hmm. this is our first time mm-hmm. dealing with that.
My hard. Youngest, that's hard as shit. My youngest Tell knows it better than my oldest because my oldest has been with me since I was 17 years old. I was a kid. I was
because your oldest don't
she
understand
she,
sorry
she doesn't understand
either.
It, but she also doesn't. She understands. I acknowledge my wrongdoing. She doesn't understand that as much as my younger one because, like I said, at 17, I was emulating what my parents were doing. Then I had to have a moment like, wait, well, not everything is right. So now let me run back and fix this. With my youngest started mm-hmm. with that. I acknowledge what I was wrong, Sonny. I acknowledge where daddy could have been better, Sonny. I didn't call you this many days in a row. I acknowledge. I'm not sorry. Because if I was truly sorry, I wouldn't have did it. I dropped the ball, yes. But I acknowledge
but
that
I
dropped
it.
That ball, Sonny. I acknowledge that I failed you.
But that's all we really need. That's all we really want is that you understand. Like, you understand that I'm upset about this. You don't have to say those words. I'm sorry. I'm sorry words is white words. I'm going to start by saying that.
Jesus Christ.
Bingo.
Those is white words. Those are the words that were given to the privilege off of just saying, when you fuck up, all you got to do is say you're sorry and you're out of it. That sorry word does not flow to being black.
I'm going to tell you how crazy it is that you
said that, Ryan. When we do crimes and shit, we can't look at a cop and say, officer, I apologize. I won't do it again.
They got
to... And they let you go. When you're white, you have those privileges to say, officer, I didn't know my registration was expired. I'm sorry. I'm going to get that changed. Okay. 9 times out of 10, I won't even say those are the, you know, the percentages, but a greater percent out of not, that officer will give you a warning. Oh, cool. Just go handle that. Just go straight home. It's not your car. You don't have a license. You're sorry. Okay. You acknowledge that. Go straight home. Even if they were to take the white kid into the to the system and they sit him down and like those scared straight shits. When it was, even though I know there's black people that go on scared straight because I've seen them and I know them. When it came to that, the white person, the kid will go down and sit down on Maury or something. They do something wrong. They'd apologize to the therapist. They'd apologize to their mom and everything would be fine. There would be no, you wouldn't go to jail. You wouldn't do this. But when it comes to a black kid, those I'm sorry's will get you killed.
That's a fact.
I love it here. My easiest my favorite episode of the year. Just gonna say that right now.
Yeah, I mean this is only the second one, but hey, we're with you.
We're with you.
I hate. I wish you would be sorry for saying that, Matt, because that hurt. So to put a button on it, y'all, stop fucking running around here saying you sorry. You don't be fucking sorry. Shut the fuck up. Toughen up.
I would say this to put a button on it. Don't say you're sorry if you don't mean that shit. And, matter of fact, don't even say you're sorry. Say you acknowledge.
Don't abuse the word.
Keep moving.
Don't abuse the word. I'll say, look, don't abuse the word unless you really, really, really mean you're sorry, so that you can stand on your ground and be like, yo, I was really sorry.
And hold on, toxic situations by trying to elicit and beat an I'm sorry out of people because it don't do nothing for you. You pieces of shit.
They don't do nothing. Huh. So let's get into these letters.
Yes, we got letters. And listen, y'all, if y'all want a letter read on air, it's very simple. All you got to do is send an email to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. In your subject line, you're going to put your own fake name because Che is going to read what's on there, if otherwise. Now, it's very simple. If it's a relationship question, doesn't have to be, but if it is, send a picture of you and your suitor. Because I never want to give wrong advice. I don't want to give ugly advice to a good-looking person. I never want to give skinny advice to a fat person. Don't work that way. And I never want to give LMNOP advice to people that say LMNO. Never want to do that. I never want to give full mouth of teeth advice to people who ain't got no side teeth. You understand what I'm saying? You just certain things.
Oh wow.
You're not gonna be able
to
relate.
That's certain things
you're not gonna be able to relate. But yeah, that's what you do. guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Chaylina, what do we have today?
This is a very short letter. I couldn't bring myself to read the other one that's in the tank because that's gonna start a war. But this one. Super short. My name is Sherelle, and my question is very simple.
Is this how you sent us a picture?
Yes, I sent. She sent a picture, and you know it's not necessarily a relationship question. Her question was: is sex important? Meaning, does the girl really have to ride? I feel like my relationships fail because I don't know.
She needs to go to hell.
She sounds young.
Send her back to the
Gulagio. Gulagio, sweet one. Is sex important?
Jesus Christ.
She said her last relationship ended because she didn't want to ride?
Not that she didn't want to, that she can't / don't know how to ride.
Well.
Oh, her knees is bad. She's got bad knees.
So if we got glass knees... Is that a deal breaker? You better get your
busted challenge together, bitch.
It said crack
knees.
Hey,
that challenge ain't no joke.
Che, we seen Che.
I heard. No, you tried it. The video.
People were sending that video to me in my DMs, like, I didn't know she was like, I'm like, yo, get out my DM, bro. Like, what you thought this was? Like, get out my DM, bro.
Okay, I didn't know that anybody did that. I apologize.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, I didn't know. I didn't know.
I would say sex is important. And it is not the ultimate importance, but sex is definitely a facet of intimacy, which is a big, big part of any relationship. Not saying that you need to have Meg Thee Stallion knees, but if you don't, you better figure out you better find another trick. You better hit that motherfucking, that two-handed peppercorn Gok Gok 3000. You better go crazy.
Gok Gok 10,000.
Whoo!
10.
Don't cheat me 1,000. Hit him with,
I need the 10,000. Don't give me 9.
Yeah, you better hit him. You better learn how to fucking spin around on that thing.
Let me tell you this, and I think this is where it gets lost on women. The act of riding is not the overall, which I do think there is a nice visual for the male, but for us, it's a bigger than that. And it could just be me. I could say this, and every nigga listening and Mac and Ryan could be like, "Yo, this nigga wilding." But for me, it's the act of you caring enough to flip roles. So now it's a bigger representation of this relationship. Are you willing to take over? But y'all can only ride for about 30 seconds anyway. But that 30 seconds, we're going to appreciate, because that says, oh, okay, I'll take some now. I'll take over now. So if you can't do that,
Mouse, I think you're tapping into something, brother. You're fucking tapping into something there, brother.
Can't do that.
You are tapping
into
something.
9 times out of 10, if we're just being honest, if you with a real nigga, he gonna grip your butt into that 30 seconds. He gonna hold you up there, and then we gonna use our pelvic thrust. So we gonna get right. So you not really doing nothing. You just on top. Do you know? First of all, y'all ain't a man. So when y'all on top, it's different from when we on top. We got to have a lot of strength up here. You ever look at your nigga? Next time your nigga on top, you look what's going on right here. Because the nigga doing this.
Right here.
He doing this right here. Nigga is stretching all kind of minutes.
Nigga said like this. Nigga
is doing kind of stretch moves and trying to lean a little bit. So give us a minute in this intimate act. Just tell me you want to make it easy on me just for 30 seconds. If you can't do that in the act of sex, then that's going to let me know you're not going to be able to do this in a relationship.
You know what's crazy? Even when a girl can't ride, she on top of you, I still end up doing most of the work anyway. You know you be lifting yourself up, your back be off the bed, you be holding it down, you be doing left and right. First, let's go back on this shit. I don't want to say this word.
Say it.
This not even me.
See the other character.
Out of my character. But bitch, you know sex matter. What the hell are you talking about?
That was Rico. That was not Fly Ride. That
you,
was Rico.
Oh, you know. Like, come on, man. When you was typing this letter, you knew it mattered. That's why you single. You ain't got nobody to eat you out all night. That's why you mad.
Listen, I
raised these niggas.
Son. I think Mouse made a really good point. It's not.
And hold on, before you say what I said, let me just reiterate the great words from Ryan. Bitch.
Yo, that was fantastic.
This is Ryan's episode.
Oh, I'd be upset. Just like you went out of your good spiritual minded time to not apologize for it. Matter of fact, you need to apologize for this letter.
You need to acknowledge
your wrongdoing.
You know how when you're a kid and you know you do something
and you got
wrong,
this look.
But
you do it anyway,
so you know. Like, who did this on the wall? You know it was you. You know you're single and there's reasons behind it. A main reason is your sexual game needs to upgrade from a rookie 68 just drafted high second round to an elite third year about to get off that contract. You're doing your thing, most improved. You need to get your knees a little better in a good system called Capoeira. They got some things that help you strengthen those knees. You got to get crazy like Eddie Goro, but by the end, 6 months, you're going to be nice. Legs going to be smoothing and moving. Yo. There will be dick on, there will be chest on
meat
your
back. On the crack.
And dick on your crack.
Your crack. Yo, and listen, listen. I think the funniest, I never thought about it the way that Mouse said it until now. But understanding that having sex is
poetic.
It's a very interesting, yes. It's very poetic and it's very parallel to your relationship, the way your relationship works. Your man just sometimes just needs some time off. And again, there's different ways to ride that thing. There's different ways to help
hit the reverse cowgirl. Hit the reverse.
Hit the reverse. Hit the reverse.
Everybody can't handle that. Look. Stop telling people to do shit they don't know how to do.
I'm about to say hit the reverse. Actually, turn nigga, just lean on his chest. And bounce that thing. Go crazy.
Like, listen, wait, baby. If you on top, all you got to really do is kiss me.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Pause, no homo, whatever you got to say. When Mac just said the lean, I came a little bit. I came just a little bit.
You seen it. You
came just a little bit.
Hit that bread.
I got.
Nigga said the head.
I got my sweatpants. I just did.
Okay, so can I just give a... Y'all, your advice is flawless, the three of you.
Yeah, yeah.
So what else do you want to know? Shit.
No.
He's so mad.
Okay, so he's very upset, babe.
Fuck, she want to know now.
What you're going to do, you're going to have that man slide his ass, like have him lean up against the headboard. Don't have him laying flat. Have him lean up against the headboard.
I don't think she has a headboard.
Oh, Christ on a crack.
Just let's just
don't think.
On.
Don't think
just,
so.
Come on.
Anyway, at that angle, it gives you enough leverage to do what you gotta do without blowing out the knees, and you're face to face with him, so you can make it real nasty, real intimate. So it gives you the proper leverage that you need, that you don't need the actual knee strength to pull that shit off.
But what if when she puts her leg off the bed, her knee is already bent on the floor, but it's over the mattress?
Yeah.
Wait, one more time?
What
if she puts her leg on the bed and her leg is over the mattress when it's on the floor?
I'm not doing this with you.
Young lady.
I'm just asking. You got to speak fast.
I'm going
to
assume she is.
We like to speak. You can't do that. Mouse says it all the time. I don't want to give skinny advice to a fat woman. I don't want to give ugly advice to a pretty girl. We need to, you got to break it down on every type of bed. She might not have what you're talking about.
Hey, let's take the bed out of it.
I just want you to help your fans.
Put that man.
Even if you don't got a headboard, just lean up against the wall, bro.
Just lean up against the wall.
He fine.
Or
put a pillow. You know, he got support.
Get a chair. Get a chair or a stool. Something that ain't got no like armrests.
The chair.
That's how Ryan. That's how Ryan broke his mama's chair.
Son, all right.
Look at his face. Look at
all right.
Listen.
Actually, my mom doesn't listen to us. My mom don't listen to us. So I can tell you how these chairs broke. Well, if you listen to our Patreon, you'll understand the story about what I'm about to tell you. But if you're not, then it's over. It's really quiet. But
Hold on. I'm about to say, listen.
We got to set it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to get into story time. Now, if you guys want to hear this story time, make sure you go to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. If not, you are just going to hear a big beep right now.
Like the busted challenge in real life. Like she leaned forward and that thing just danging and it's just wang, 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 wang. And I'm just sitting here like, good night.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. guys, that was story time. Again, if you want to listen to story time, make sure you check into patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. If not, all you heard in that interim was a beep. I'm sorry, guys. Shorty,
I would tell you to get to slanging.
If you want that man wanging. You better make that thing go thangin'. You better keep that thing thangin'.
What Fat Joe said, lean back? I'm saying lean forward.
Oh, yeah.
Lean forward.
It's dangerous.
Just have him, when he's laying flat, it's a little bit harder. I get it. I've been there. Have that man sit up a little bit. Put some pillows behind his back. Just give you that little
here's the thought. Let that man lay flat. He's been walking all day to your ass. He's been working all day on his feet. He was just on top, giving his life away, doing in the push-up position. Give that man a 30-second break, bitch.
Oh, man. What? Yeah, I think that's our listener letter of the day.
This is by far my favorite episode ever.
Again, if you guys have a letter that you want to send in, whether it's advice or about relationships or not, please just send the letter in to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. And y'all already know the rest, man. Hey,
yep.
Quick question. Are we starting the new Get the Draws playlist?
I'm with Layshits because I have a few songs to answer.
I have a song to add.
Well, guys, if you want to get the new Get the Draws playlist, nothing happened to the old one. The old one is still there, but you know, it's a new year, new playlist.
But this is the 2021.
Get the Draws 21.
21.
And so what we're going to do here is we're going to start a new one. Mac, what you got on? What you got on? Oh, guys, remember, you want to hear this playlist? Same places. You go to your Apple Music, you go to your Tidal, you go to your Spotify. It will be there. What we got?
And for the Apple users, I will finish updating the previous one. Just give me some time. It's almost 12 hours worth of
and you niggas
audio
and y'all some of y'all niggas don't be making it through three songs, so don't worry about it.
About to say, relax. Relax, guys. for my song, the first song I got put onto this artist just recently. And I feel like it reminded me of how much I loved LA, how much I missed LA, just the vibe of LA. So I want to throw on Blast, Gang Slide.
I like that record.
This is a late night gang
shout
slide.
Shout out to Blast, man. Yeah, West man. Coast, you know?
Yeah, bro, that shit was fire.
If you
relax,
know,
relax,
you know.
Tupac.
What? I don't
Coast.
Even like Tupac.
You a Brooklyn nigga. Relax. Talking about something West. Yeah,
I don't even like Tupac.
The way you said West Coast. I didn't like that. Fix that.
All right, Rod. Yes, you go. What song you throwing on there?
We need to send Mouse to Chicago. He need to do some when it's in Chicago because he is just irritating me.
I did not like that. You're this nigga like, come off. On, West Coast. I'm gonna
drop you off on 63rd because I don't understand this shit.
Friends on 63rd, I have you know.
I'll have you know.
I have 64th.
I have
they not playing
on 73rd, nigga.
73rd. You sound like your name is Gerald.
Yo,
will you say your song?
All right, what's the joint you throwing on? Yeah.
I'ma start the year off with some. It might go over y'all heads. I'ma go with T-Pain.
Which one? Which one?
Put It Down.
Oh. And now you know.
The Florida in me is very happy.
The day to the go low. Oh, that's the joint.
Listen, I ain't gonna hold you.
That was the joint. Shit.
Listen,
that was
I am adding a song of the same name of Ryan's, Put It Down, but this comes from Jasmine Sullivan.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Come on, why you had to do that?
It was already
why
going
you did
on
that?
There. Just
listen, I was about to say, I was going to definitely go the jazzy route, but I knew somebody else was going to go, so I was like, let me.
He lived with his mama, but I treat him like a king. Yes, sis. Yes. He put it down, pay his rent.
Son.
That's what
actually,
she said.
Actually, about to say.
Put it down, pay his rent.
Hey, Che, what's your song?
I was gonna, see, y'all got me feeling bad because I was definitely gonna do a repeat, but now I feel like it has to be new. So
it don't have to be. You could be a repeat offender because that's what we do. On the new year, you could put old songs on it because R&B's R&B.
Yeah, I'll save it for next week. Not for the first track. My first.
I just wanted to make you feel better.
Thank you. I'm gonna do Amuse by Division.
Nice.
Which is the only good song on that project because.
All right, Mouse Jones. Mouse.
That project was.
Just hold on. Can I throw a special on there, please?
Niggas get married and want to just break the rules. Okay.
No, I know. I'm sorry. Just you brought it up. If we're gonna go jazzy, I need to hear On It. On It needs to be on that
On It
playlist.
You know, I love it. I just can't say the words out loud.
No. I can never sing it out loud. I can never sing it
Girl,
out loud.
Nigga be like, listen. I'd be outside singing them words, okay? That's not good. I cannot control that.
You can't say you can't sing that her and Ari.
I'd be singing that shit.
I can't do that. You can't do that outside. Mm-mm. You can't do that outside.
Who's gonna beat my ass?
All right. Check your email. 63rd tomorrow morning. You're going. Check it. You're going. Check it. Get your little Tim's. Matter of fact, no. I'm not sending you out there with Tim's. I'm sending you out there with Lux. You're going to understand the struggle.
Because
I'm not a I don't Matter of fact, I'm gonna get you the Tim's. The T-I-M's. That's what I'm gonna get you. The T-I-M's. No B in yours. There's no Berland.
Ladies and gentlemen,
wow.
This is my last day as a guy next door. hope you've enjoyed my contributions over the past year and a half. But I will not deal. Oh. I will not sit through this. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he, she, them, or they, and all who fall in between, we love you so much. We appreciate you guys for rocking with us for the past year and a half.
We not doing the wrap up because I can speak to the new year. She is ready.
Do we have 60 seconds?
Listen, I'm taking this one personal. I'm taking this one personal.
We talked about lying, apologies, the doghouse, and
I'm ready when y'all are.
And hurt when y'all are. And hurt knees. So Che is ready to go.
Are you ready?
Yep.
5, 4, 3, 2, go.
All right, neighbor. So in this episode, we discussed the fact that the doghouse needs to be done away with. It needs to be dismantled. It is emotional warfare. Like it's a means not address the true issues. It's a means of manipulating your partner into basically just twisting their arm behind their back and forcing them to give you the sorry you think you want instead of allowing them to acknowledge their wrongdoings and take the proper actions to actually fix what's going on and what's wrong. We need to stop trying to just create these toxic environments thinking that it's going to better our relationships. On top of that, If you got the glass knees, I mean, you got glass knees, but baby girl, you just got to find somebody you're comfortable with and then just start experimenting. And prop that man up a little bit, you know, get a little leverage on him, put him in a chair, in a stool, something like you. There's no reason why to.
And you're done.
And the clip out.
Wow.
Finito.
Wow.
A gorilla in the fucking cool.
Wow.
Who the fuck is you, nigga?
Wow. That was pretty great. Proud of you.
On that note,
proud of you.
Step back.
Thank you.
Get out of here.
Yo, I just want to, before we leave, shout out my sister, my older sister. We've had some family issues on her side of the family, which is my side of the family. So just keep her in your prayers.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And she's an avid listener. She loves us.
Shout out
she
to the sis. That's your big sis. That's our big sis. So prayers and love to her.
That is a big fact.
Absolutely.
Okay, man.
Also, real quick. I also want to shout out, since we're doing shout outs, there's some people who really treated me well, who's actually treated us well, and I can't wait till they treat us even more well. So shout out to all of our good family at Lexus. We appreciate y'all.
I need a car.
Yeah.
Oh, pay with y'all.
To be in a Lexus skirt.
I'm in LA. They could do that. I just need a couple 6 months.
I would
love to be in a Lexus and have one hand on the wheel.
We need one car for the house.
You see what I did there?
I like that a lot.
I see where you going. I think I'm going I'm up the west side, creeping up the left side. I'm ready to do it. Ready for dawn.
I would love. Ready, I would ready, love.
Boom. 55th exit.
I would love.
Damn.
I would love to call my Jamaican homie and be like, in the Lexus, she pulled my phone, tell me to pick her up.
Hey.
It's my Lexus. Hey. It's not for ladies.
See the, yo, do you see the arm? Shoot up.
Yeah.
Ow. Yep.
Six. Time to have. Let's get. My fault.
I think Mac was on the right path, though. I think we do just.
Yo, we need a guys next door.
House.
Nah, we need a guys next door carnival trip.
We're going to talk. I have an idea. We're going to talk.
Imagine a guy next door chipping down the road.
Nigga said,
all I'm going to say is, Mac, you remember that trap karaoke in New York at Knockdown Center?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to chill. Because we're going to be palancing everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our time. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. And we'll see y'all
We'll see you guys on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. We'll see you guys on Thursday.
Nigga trying to speed up his life.
Niggas get married and won't do nothing no more.
That's fair. That is a fact.
Peace.
And we are guys next door.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.